Before I bring you everlasting eternal word of God this morning, I'd like to tell you about a little booklet that I have here on sickness. It tells the reason that God allows sickness in the world. It tells the truth about the world we live in, about sickness, about death, and the world to come. And if you're sick this morning, and one that thinks you're going to get sick sometime, we'd like to send you a copy of this little booklet that it might be a blessing to you, postpaid, without any charges. All you'll have to do is just to write us and give us your address, and we'll send you one of these little booklets on sickness. It's one of the best little booklets I ever read in my 78 years, and I know if you're sick, it will really be a blessing to you. So you just call us or write us and let us know your address, and we'll send you one postpaid to your door, hoping it'll really be a blessing to you. This morning, as we are facing the new year, I'd like for us to think seriously about this world we're living in. A lot of people in business have taken stock. Let me encourage each one listening to me this morning, you better take stock this morning between now and the first of the year and take stock of your spiritual condition before God. First, I'd like for us to think about it, what kind of body we really live in as we go down through this world. Next, I'd like for us to think about the world that we're living in as we journey on toward the long ages of eternity. The Lord created our bodies in the 139th Psalm. The psalmist said, "Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb." It was God that gave you life in your mother's womb and created your body. And the psalmist said, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Did it ever occur to you that the body you're living in is a masterpiece of all God's creation? Most everybody's got an encyclopedia. Let me encourage each one of you to get it down and trace the members of your body and see what a wonderful creation that you are, created by God, and gave you this body to go down through this world. The Lord created each one of us and sent us down through this world that's still under the curse of Adam. The Lord Jesus Christ didn't redeem our bodies from the curse of Adam, neither did he redeem this world from a curse. And the narrow way that leads back to God goes down, you and me will have to walk it, down through this world in these bodies that he gave us. And this body that you have got, walking around in this morning, is still on the curse of Adam. And I'd like to tell you the truth that it might startle you this morning as I bring you the eternal word of God. That body is unaccursed, dust thou art, and to dust shalt thou return. Did it ever occur to you that that body you're walking around in is going to get sick and die? I've heard people say, "If I only know the future." It's a good thing God didn't tell us about the future. The Bible tells you a lot about the future, and you better take the time out. And it says that your body is under a curse, that you're going to get sick and die one of these days. Then the psalmist said, listen to this, "So teach us to number our days, that we might apply our hearts unto wisdom." Each one of us needs to take stock. count up how much time you got to live in this earth, how much time you've already lived. And all the past that you've lived is just memory. We're all facing the future. And the Bible says out there in the future, it's appointed unto each one of us to die. And the sickness that comes to us always precedes death. I've known people that stayed sick for years before death overtook them. And that's the kind of world we're living in. Job said, a man that's born of woman, his days are few and filled with trouble and sorrows as we journey down through this world. That's the truth about the kind of world that you're living in. And you're going to have to go down through this world that's under the curse of Adam. The Lord told Adam in sorrow he is going out to earn his bread till his body returned back to the dust. And this world is still under that curse. And your and my body is still under the curse. We're going to get sick and die. It's what's out yonder in the future. And each one of us need to take stock and start planning now for what's out beyond death. We're living in a land where each one of us will sicken, and all will have to die. Did it ever occur to you that all these healers going around over the land, one day they're going to get sick and die? You just keep on watching them. They might heal you. The doctors might prolong your life a little while, but finally, death's going to overtake each one of us. We're going to grow old and die. One of the weaknesses of the nation of Israel was they accused them of putting off the evil day and not making no plans for it. Let me encourage each one of you, there's an evil day down the road when you're going to have to get sick and die. And now's the time you need to take stock and look at your body and look at this world you're living in. And look out toward the long age of eternity beyond the grave where, according to the Word of God, each one of us is going to live. Did it ever occur to you that sickness comes to all nations of the world? You couldn't go to a country where there wasn't sickness. It comes to the old, it comes to the poor, it comes to the rich. And no man can build a castle that he can bar sickness and death from. Did it ever occur to you that one day sickness and death will come to your house and each one living there? I know many listen to me has been up to see the Biltmore house. That man built that finest house and mansion, the castle. But according to the record I read up there in about 20 years, sickness and death invaded that castle and carried that man out to eternity away from that great castle he built out there. I worked for the president of a mill who built him a fine home. He drove the finest car and wore the finest clothes, and he was a great man in his day. But cancer invaded that man's home. And in about a year, it dried his body up. He was a beautiful man when he had his health. But it make you feel bad to look at him now, because it ruined his body and his looks and sent him out in eternity in spite of all of his fine clothes and cars and all the other things he had. I'd like to tell you, I'm 78 years old, and the most affectionate friend that I went to school with and grew up with are already in eternity. They're out in the graveyard. That's the kind of world that we really live in. And I want to try to alarm each one. Listen to me. You better start preparing this morning for eternity. You need to look around Kings Mountain and around where you live. If you don't believe this is the world, it's still full of troubles and sorrows and sickness. You go down and look around the hospital and see all the people there in the hospital and all the cars parked around. You go on over to the nursing home and visit down through the nursing home. And you'll really see what kind of world we're living in. And look at all the doctors you have here in Kings Mountain trying to keep the people well. Trying to keep them from being sick and trying to cure them when they do get sick. And look at all the drugstores around Kings Mountain furnishing medicine to get people well and to keep them from getting sick. While you're looking around at the world you're living in Kings Mountain, it'd do you good if you take time to drive around and study each one of these places I mentioned to you. And go on and check up by the funeral home and see how many people, week by week, goes into eternity. Even the Christmas holidays, there was a lot of sorrows and death and dying. I had a good friend that went into eternity during the Christmas season. If you look around at these places, you'll agree with me that the world where we're living in, sooner or later, all will sicken and die. Just to teach each one of us to prepare now to meet God and prepare for eternity. Because out in the future, there's not a one of us who's got any guarantee that we'll see the sun go down this afternoon. You look at the paper, Charlotte paper in the morning, and you'll see the obituaries, and you'll see how many people goes into eternity in North Carolina each day, a part of them, I would say. While you're looking around at the terrible condition of Kings Mountain, you need to check up on and see how many diseases and germs can attack the body that you're living in and cause you to weaken and get sick and die. It's really something to think about if people stop and think that Satan has deceived this world we're living in, and we're drunk on the pleasures of this world and all the attractions of this world that's going to pass, swiftly passing away. One of these days when we get sick and the doctor shakes his head over our beds, we'll lose all of our love for the pleasures of this world and the things of this world. I've had some big, strong friends that got sick that had never thought about their souls or God's eternity, that would send for people to pray for them because it awakened them to their soul's condition. So let me beg each one of you to examine your relationship to God. The eternal, everlasting Word of God is the only thing that's going to stand forever. Let me read you what Isaiah said. The Lord told him, said, the voice said, cry. He said, what shall I cry? He said, all flesh is grass, and all the goodness thereof is as a flower of the field. He said, you look at the grass of the field, how quickly it grows up, it flowers and fades away. He said, the grass withers, the flowers fade us. He's trying to tell us that our body's going to do just like the grass of the field. It grows up, it flowers, and then fades away. The Spirit of the Lord blows upon it. And the Spirit of God is blowing upon you as you go down through this world, through your conscience, trying to awaken you to the uncertainty of life and the sureness of eternity, death and eternity.
are they that cure the people as grass? The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of God shall stand forever. So let me beg each one of you, you better come to know God and build the foundation upon the word, foundation of your life upon the word of God, because the word of God is going to stand forever. This, not only does sickness come just before death and send people to eternity, but it ever occurred to you how many people is dying instantly in America? A stroke could send you out immediately without any time to pray. A heart attack, a car accident, and many other ways that can sweep you into eternity in sudden death, without time to think of God and eternity. And let me warn you, I think this is fast becoming the land of sudden death. The Bible says if a man hardens his heart and resisted the Holy Spirit and stiffens his neck, that soul would be destroyed suddenly without any remedy. And if you are driving on down through the highway this morning without thinking about God and eternity, hardening your heart, you could be swept into eternity. In America, there's so many ways for people to be swept into eternity suddenly now. It's a land of sudden death. Don't risk making your peace, waiting to make your peace call and election sure when you die, because you may not have no time and the Spirit of God may not be on you. So now it's time for you to hear the voice of God and start praying, seeking Him. In the 23rd Psalm, the psalmist said, when he was going down the valley of death, that I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Can you say that this morning? Is God with you? Are you fearing no evil? The only way that you'll be able to say that is to make your peace call and election sure with God now and start following that good shepherd in that narrow way that leads down through this world, through all the troubles and trials and afflictions and sorrows, out yonder to that eternal home where that good shepherd is preparing a place for all that follow him down through this world. And I'm so glad this morning that he's coming back to get all of his sheep one of these days and carry them home to heaven, y'all, to that place that he's been preparing on that holy hill called heaven.